Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual Fiscal Update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report.
Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, April 10, 2020. Update on the Rebuild Iowa Infrastructure Fund. The state has collected $215.5 million in wagering taxes through March 31, 2020. The state collected $302.3 million in fiscal year 2019. Pursuant to Iowa Code Section 8.57, the funding is distributed as follows. Revenue Bonds Debt Service Fund, $55 million. Vision Iowa Fund, $15 million. Skilled Worker and Job Creation Fund, $63.75 million. General Fund, $2.25 million. Federal Subsidy Holdback, $3.75 million. And Rebuild Iowa Infrastructure Fund, RIIF, remaining revenue. As of April 7, 2020, the first five recipients have received sufficient funding to meet Iowa Code requirements. However, the Rebuild Iowa Infrastructure Fund, RIIF, has only received $68.7 million. The table that accompanies this Fiscal Update article shows deposits in the RIIF by accrual month. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, casinos were ordered closed on March 17, 2020. This order has been extended through April 30, 2020. Under the current order, closing casinos will result in revenue that is $32.1 million less than fiscal year 2019 at the end of April. If the closure order is extended further, revenue reductions compared to fiscal year 2019 will increase. The table that accompanies this Fiscal Update article compares fiscal year 2019 revenues, the state's original revenue estimates for fiscal year 2020, the state's current revenues, and estimated fiscal year 2020 revenues if the state does not receive more wagering taxes. Current revenues are approximately $84.1 million below the most recent estimate made by the Revenue Estimating Conference. Should casinos open in May, the revenue outlook would improve, but the public may not immediately return to casinos. For the last 3 years, revenues deposited during the remaining period have averaged $83.9 million. By month, revenues have averaged $26.6 million in April, $25.8 million in May, and $26.6 million in June, and $4.8 million in the accrual period after the end of the fiscal year. With the exception of the allocations for the Skilled Worker and Job Creation and General Fund, the remainder of wagering tax distributions fund bond payments. Currently, there is $198.9 million in enacted RIIF appropriations, Environmental First Fund and Technology Reinvestment Fund included, and another $63.8 million in Skilled Worker and Job Creation Fund appropriations for fiscal year 2020 that is funded primarily through wagering taxes. As currently allocated, wagering taxes will not be sufficient to fund currently enacted fiscal year 2020 RIIF appropriations. The LSA staff contact for this fiscal update is Adam Broich, Legislative Analyst 3 with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency at 515-281-8223. To see the tables that accompany this fiscal update article, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov and open the LSA Publications tab at the top. Click on Fiscal Analysis on the left, then under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update, and go to the article titled Update on the Rebuild Iowa Infrastructure Fund.